Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, is with us. Morning, Andrew.
G'day, Heather.
Yeah, right. Data from Friday was more positive than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, that listener there sent you the wee text. Gosh, we've got some better news for them. So I wanted to catch up on some local data from the close of last week. Because, look, the economic data flow outside of the agri sector, I suppose, it has been a little sobering lately, hasn't it? That little sort of economic renaissance that we saw in early 2026 has been kind of snuffed out under the shadow of the Middle East conflict and sort of weighing on us. But anyway, at the end of last week, ANZ Business Outlook, Heather, lifted 21 points in May. Now, I don't want to sort of gild the lily here. Headline business confidence is still well below the levels that we saw prior to the Middle East conflict. But I think responses in this survey, we're seeing some evidence that businesses is starting to look through the conflict and into the sort of that when is this over zone. Expected own activity also rose marginally. However, when you look at the measure of what we call past own activity, so this is real stuff. This is not what people think or not what they expect. This is it's a good read on GDP. It eased. In other words, there's the evidence, I think, there that the perception is that conditions will improve. But actual activity right here and now, it's still stuck in a bit of a rut. Employment intentions, they have improved. They're positive, not by much, and no surprises that Canterbury is the strongest region there. The thing that bothers me a little bit in this one, in this survey, Heather, there's clear pressure, continued clear pressure on costs and profitability, and that really worries me because, look, you're seeing this in hospitality. You're seeing pressure on hospitality is going on for such a long time now that we're actually starting to see businesses sort of fold. You're seeing restaurants closing. You're also seeing also retail and construction, they're reporting a fall in activity. Plus, Heather, at the end of last week, Roy Morgan, the ANZ Roy Morgan consumer confidence, small lift, plus 6 points to 80.3. Yes, we're still well down on where we were earlier in the year, but there's just a little bit of positivity there. I think consumer confidence will be very closely linked to the price of petrol at the pump. When it falls, I think consumer confidence will improve.
Yeah, and how did the offshore markets go over the weekend?
Yeah, well, they've been busy while we've been enjoying our long weekend. People out there would have noticed probably that the oil price that we report every day fell quite sharply at the end of last week. So there's a bit of optimism over the potential end of the conflict, or rather optimism over progress in negotiations. Some of that has been sort of dashed in the last 24 hours. Brent crude sort of was flirting with the low 90s, sort of $91. Overnight, we've seen it at one point overnight back close to $98. It's come back a little bit now and sitting around that sort of $95. It looks like negotiations have broken down a little bit. Heather, there's lots of commentary about the challenges for oil to fall back to the price levels that we saw it pre-conflict. But, you know, Donald Trump, Scott Bessent, they're both saying that oil will fall sharply. But industry and other commentators are beating a slightly different message. That demand coming from the rebuilding of inventories, concerns over damage to oil infrastructure, and also over what a sort of new normal may look like in the Straits of Hormuz. So oil being volatile. Offshore markets, inflation, that spectre of elevated inflation, it's not going away. End of last week, we saw inflation numbers, PCE inflation, that's the Fed preferred measure, 3.8%. That surged from below 3%. But Heather, let's start the week a little bit positively because it's raining, it's horrible out there. A bit of positive. First trading day of June for us here. The year is flying past, but this Middle East conflict, it started 28th of February. So what have we had? March, April, May, we've had 3 months. In that time, believe it or not, share markets have rallied. They've actually gone up generally. The S&P 500 benchmark, the US index, it's up over 10%. You might remember it got smacked in March. It's up almost 20% since those March lows. The global index is up about 7%. Let's not look at the local market, but it's horrible. But look, the share market, this inflationary impact of higher energy prices, everything, it hasn't knocked the share markets around. If you look at your KiwiSaver balance, assuming you have exposure to international shares, it should be looking healthier.
Yep. Okay. Well, that is some good news.
There you go.
I'm going to take that, Andrew. Thank you on this rainy day. Give us the numbers.
Sure. The Dow Jones. Well, it's up. Dow Jones is up 7 points. So it's eking out again. 51,041. The S&P 500 is up just under 0.5%. 34.7613. And the Nasdaq is up 0.7%. 188 points. 27,160. Last night, the FTSE 100 lost 70 points. 10,338. The Nikkei was up 0.91%, 66,934. The Shanghai Composite lost just over 0.25%, 4,057. The Aussies were down 2 points, 8,729. And our market, well, we're looking at Friday here, it was up 38 points, 0.29%, 13,244. One Kiwi dollar, it's stronger against the US dollar, 0.5943. 0.8291 against the Aussie, so quite a big rebound there from the lows. 0.5107 against the euro. Anybody holidaying the UK will be pleased to see that the pound, we're at 0.4413 against the pound. 94.86 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,490. And as I look at it, Brent crude, $94.70.
Good stuff, Andrew. You enjoy the rest of your day. Andrew Callagher, Shaw and Partners.